You gotta understand something here. This music is the glue of the world. It holds it all together. Without this, life would be meaningless.
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music.
Christmas only comes once a year, but the typical holiday songs are played year after year, endlessly for months. We are going to play a wintry mix you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. Holiday music expert Andy Surzan lands on our rooftop once again and gifts us with some obscure seasonal song for the 2016 Holiday Spectacular. That's coming up on Sound Opinions. This is Sound Opinions, and time now for our Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan. So we are here with Andy Surzan. By day, he works as the vice president at Jam Productions, one of the leading concert promoters in America. But by night, by weekend, by vacation, he is trolling the garage sales, the basements, the dustbins of history to come up with some of the most weird, obscure, and fascinating holiday music of all time. Andy, welcome once again to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me back.
So Andy creates a special Christmas mix every year. This year's is titled Warblings from the Enchanted Forest, and that is available to all of you out there listening at christmas.soundopinions.org for free download. Warblings from the Enchanted Forest, Andy Surzan's latest Christmas mix.
Yeah, and I'm honored to keep getting invited back. Today we're going to hear some holiday soul, some holiday jazz, some holiday weird pop, some stuff that's indescribable, all over the map, and all crammed together on this year's compilation.
The day after Christmas, or maybe 2 days, you go right back to it, looking for music for next year's compilation. This is a passion for you.
The whole idea behind it is to find these songs and then in some way put them back into circulation. When you see the chatter online or whatever, people are like, oh, man, I really like that song. That's what it's about for me. I think that this music is, it's not like a joke or anything. It's kind of like, okay, I like Christmas and everything. That's all cool and stuff. But the music that was popular around the holidays, the mainstream when I was a kid, I just didn't like much of it. And so when I started finding stuff I did like, then I was thinking, why isn't this song better known? What happened here? And so now I'm obsessed with the idea that in almost every genre there is, some have been mined to the end of days. The psych rock thing, guys have been working on that, armies of guys.
Yeah.
But no one ever did it in this genre, and I'm trying to like be that guy to correct a right or wrong, and I'm not the judge of whether this is great material or not, but I'm the guy who's saying you should just at least hear this.
Let's dive into the music. Tell us the first couple songs we're going to hear.
Okay, well, this first one, when I found it, I knew immediately that it was going to be the first track on my mix this year. It's a song called Santa Is My Cousin, and it's a guy named Andy Claus. And, of course, the song starts off with the phrase, you know, my name is Andy, and I'm friends with Santa Claus, and I live at the North Pole, too. And I'm like, oh, no, this is my guy right here.
Yeah, yeah.
And right after that, we go into an old kind of bopping. It's got a big horn solo and a guitar solo in it, Chimney Top Twist by Robin Sisters. And it's the reindeer up on the roof thumping around. And, you know, it's just kind of a real fun sort of quasi throwaway. And then, you know, maybe we'll back announce the rest of the songs. But this is a set. All this material on this first set, by the way, is off this year's mix. So, all right, here we go.
I love the noises that you hear at Christmas time.
You mean the sound of bats flying in the night?
No, no, master.
Werewolves howling at the moon?
No, uh-uh.
The monster eating a sled?
No, no, no.
Please, please, calm yourself, Igor. Count, I think I know what Igor means. He means the sounds of Christmas that the human beings love. After all, there are some human beings who are as normal as you and I, and the sounds they make at Christmas are sometimes quite pleasing to the ear. Why don't you stop a moment and listen?
Santa's my cousin, everybody knows. He'll be here to see you in his Christmas clothes. Santa, Santa, he loves you. You can call me Andy, all the children do. Way up in the North Pole, I live up there too. Children, children, I love you. When Santa comes, please tell him I was here to sing for all the girls and boys. I promise this, that he will bring you toys and joy for Christmas time. If you don't see Santa, I will talk for you. He will listen to me, that I promise you. Children, children, I love you. Comes, please tell him I was here to sing for all the girls and boys. I promise this, that he will bring you toys and joy for Christmas time. If you don't see Santa, I will talk for you. He will listen to me, this I promise you. Children, children, I love you.
Stockings on a pile, make it all seem right. It's Christmas, trees that smell of pine. It's Christmas, bells ring out in chime. It's Christmas, families all around join in cheerful sound. It's Christmas time again. Stockings hung up high. Fruit and nuts make it all seem right. It's Christmas, trees that smell of fine. It's Christmas, bells ring out in time. It's Christmas, families all around.
The Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular from WBZ Chicago and PRX.
Peppermint, 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 peppermint engineer.
He came to life from a candy cane to drive a train so dear. With an I believe in Christmas and a sprinkle of magic love, he became the engineer of the train this world will. Came to life from a candy cane to bring you Christmas cheer. Do you believe in Santa Claus? Do you believe in Christmas now? Do you believe in choo-choo trains? Do you believe? If you believe in Santa Claus, Christmas love and cheer, you'll see Santa sleigh or a choo-choo train with a peppermint engineer. Drives a choo-choo train that's filled with love for you to see and hear.
Peppermint, 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 peppermint engineer.
He was hard to find, but he sure is fine, that peppermint engineer. Do you believe in Santa Claus? Do you believe in Christmas love? Do you believe choo-choo trains, do you believe? If you believe in Santa Claus, Christmas love and cheer, you'll see Santa sleigh or a choo-choo train with a peppermint engineer.
Peppermint, 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 peppermint,
peppermint, peppermint, peppermint, peppermint engineer.
All right, those are some selections from the latest holiday disc from our very own Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan. Warblings from the Enchanted Forest is the name of the disc. It is available for free until the end of the year at christmas.soundopinions.org. Andy, what did we just hear?
That last track was a promo only 45 by a group called Memphis Sounds Orchestra, and it came out in 1976. Kind of almost near disco, but it couldn't be disco because it came out of the Memphis music scene, and all those guys are, I'm sure a lot of them were players that played on a lot of the Stax stuff and whatnot. Pretty fun, pretty cool, big Christmas party tune. And before that, we heard Peppermint Engineer by Joni Summers, and prior to that, it's Xmas Time, Wayne Champion. With a huge orchestral backdrop to it. And strangely enough, seems like a really high-budget production, but it was on Invictus Records, whatever that is, a 45. And oddly melancholy for a Christmas tune.
Yeah, yeah. One of probably six copies in the world. What I love about Andy visiting us each Christmas, he brings the vinyl. And Andy, it kind of smells bad. And it's dusty, and there's hairs on it and stuff. And anybody doubting the authenticity of this music, you are not kidding. Coming up, a lot more rare holiday music from the collection of Christmas guru, music collector extraordinaire, our own Andy Claus, Andy Surzan. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Kangi the kangaroo tried to hula hoop one day. As he hopped around, puzzle Kangi found, his tail got in the way. Kangi would not despair, although every now and then, as he gave a hop, the hula hoop would stop. It was his tail again. Poor Kangi just didn't know what to do. But Kangi is an extraordinary kangaroo. Poor Kangi, I'm telling you, tied his tail around a tree. Round and round it goes, everybody knows he's as happy as he can be. Kangi, the clever kangaroo. One bright December night, Kangi thought he'd like to fly. He could have such fun, be the only one spinning hoopoles in the sky. Then suddenly he saw seven reindeer overhead. They came up to him, told him to drop in. 'Twas Santa's big red sled. Soon Kangi was given a big surprise when Santa said, for Christmas Eve, here's a magic hoop that...
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. But once a year, we turn over 95% of the work for this show to our friend, our Christmas musical elf, music collector extraordinaire, Andy Surzan. We are playing selections this year from his newest collection of what he calls Holiday Obscura, Warblings from the Enchanted Forest, as well as other stuff from Andy's Christmas treasure chest. You'll be able to download this year's compilation for free until the end of the year, so you gotta act fast if you go to christmas.soundopinions.org. What are we gonna hear now?
This next set starts off with, I think, one of the greatest scores I've come upon in the last several years, for sure. It appears to be a record that never really went into circulation. It's called The Year-Round Christmas Present. It appears to be recorded in Chicago in 1969 by some pretty cool players, including there's some like acid rock guitar on here. There's yeah. a lot of the vibe in the whole thing is like right on, groovy, I can dig it. And it's just this strange a collision of late 60s culture and empowerment. And
but, well, we've got the 45 here. It's a rare gatefold 45.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
With the Dayglow colors of green and pink.
A peace sign
on it,
yeah.
Peace sign. This is a true relic. And some kid obviously owned this because there's pen drawings on it.
Yeah, I would call it old school Chicago acid soul rock. Hard to describe. So here it is. It's a year-round Christmas present. my edits from the four tracks on it into what I call the EP mix. And here it comes. Get ready.
Well, think about it. It's true. People just naturally are nicer at Christmas.
Okay, so you're right. But what's it got to do with making things better?
Simple. If we could stretch Christmas all around the year, people would be better all around the year.
Beautiful. But how are we going to stretch Christmas, huh? Group, let's ask the man. I mean, like how?
You got me.
Any suggestions?
A demonstration.
What?
Oh,
No. Wait. I didn't mean that kind of a demonstration. I mean a demonstration by all the people who care. Everyone. Everyone who believes.
Man, I just don't dig it.
Well, most people are basically good or they couldn't be good even at Christmas, you dig?
Yeah.
Okay, suppose you're right. What kind of demonstration are you going to have?
Well, like they say. Now, here's my plan. We'll put the year-around Christmas idea and these numbers on a record and tell it like it could be.
Oh, great. So now we got a record. Groovy. But so what?
Well, then we'll put the record in the Christmas card so people can send the word about the way. The year-around Christmas way to everyone else, you dig?
Right on. I mean, we're with you all the way, but what happened to the demonstration?
Simplicity. Everyone who sends or receives the card hears the way and makes every day Christmas.
Wild. But... Well, I must be dense. I still don't dig it.
Well, they show everyone else the way by demonstration.
Clever.
You got it.
Tell it like it is. We got a way.
Show the way, got a way to show everybody that you
the message. Christmas. Yeah, it's the same message. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men. It's the way. People are nicer at Christmas. They have that spirit of giving, of being concerned with their fellow men.
Yeah, they look past themselves to the needs of others. In other words, they're mellow.
Oh, sure. There's the material part of giving presents, but we're laying it on the soul, the spirit of thinking of someone else, doing for someone else, caring about the other guy, you dig? It gives you that good feeling.
I guess when you get right to it, like the song says, Christmas time's a feeling.
Wish for a Merry Christmas, and the hope that you'll grab onto the year-round Christmas way. If everyone could get everyone they know to stretch Christmas spirit all around the year, people would do good instead of just talking about it. Just think, Christmas spirit not only in winter, but also in spring, summer, and fall. Let's all keep going for a Merry Christmas all through the coming year. Let's all start the year-round Christmas.
You're listening to the 2016 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
The star shines bright all over the world on Christmas night all over the world. As we join hands in peace and understand, there's joy for everyone in every land. And all is right on Christmas night all over the world. In Sweden, in Mexico, the children all will
the crown is worn for the Prince of Peace. Well, in Japan, every little Cho-Cho-Chan says, may your joys increase. A star shines bright all over the world on Christmas night, all over the world, as we join hands in peace and understand there's joy for everyone in every land. And all is right on Christmas night all over the world.
When you're sleeping in your bed and the bat flies round your head, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. If a full moon's in the sky and you hear a werewolf cry, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Then your stocking's hanging on the mantel and the fireplace is all aglow. Old Santa will come right down the chimney into the fire and he will scream, ho, ho! If you're reading Mother Goose and her head is in a noose, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. If your eggnog tastes like mud, add a little dash of blood, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you want to get a lot of presents and to make your Christmas very bright, you must be very good to Mom and Daddy and give them a good night bite. When you're skating on the moat and somebody bites your throat, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. When a relative appears who's been dead 200 years, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to all you boys and ghouls.
Another Christmas season's come along.
I love sitting by the fire singing Christmas songs.
But when carols come to pay my speakers, the meaning gets lost in the blue light features.
The season's so special for those of us who met him.
Christmas is Jesus, the night the Father sent him.
Christmas.
Wow, Andy Surzan blowing our minds once again with that mix of holiday music straight from his Warblings from the Enchanted Forest, his latest collection of holiday obscura. You're like the DJ Shadow or Prince Paul of Christmas. You're digging through these crates of obscure records in all sorts of places. What did you dig up for us there? Explain to us what we just heard.
Well, the last track was Found Free doing their inimitable take on Christmas is Jesus. Before that, we heard A Merry Monster Christmas by Len Maxwell, and that's from a made-for-TV cartoon, but just kind of a funny tune. And then before that, we heard Christmas All Over the World by Benji and Friends, and of course, we started off with Year-Round Christmas Present EP, one of my biggest, for me personally, one of the biggest scores I've come across in a while, and just so unique. There's not going to be ever again anything quite like that magnum opus of old-school Chicago acid soul rock.
Be hard
funk.
To top that fuzz tone, Andy.
Yeah, it's just quite a tone that guy's got.
Great stuff from Andy Surzan once again, and you can download this year's holiday compilation for free until the end of the year at christmas.soundopinions.org. Andy's going to play his final set of rare holiday songs after a short break on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. And if you have a nomination for a great neglected Christmas tune, I'm sure Andy would love to hear from you. And let us know on our hotline, 888-859-1800. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. I'm here with Greg Kot. We are celebrating the holiday season with our very own Christmas elf, record collector Andy Surzan. 3 decades of compilations of wonderful holiday music you have heard nowhere else. We're thrilled to be able to bring it to our listeners again, Andy. Thanks for doing this one more time.
My pleasure, guys.
So what, Andy, are we going to hear in this last set for this episode?
Okay, well, you know, we did enough stuff that's all wound up and jump up and down holiday fair, and so this last set kind of mellows out a little bit and kicks off with a track by Tommy Roe, who's primarily known for his sort of bubblegummy pop stuff, but later in his career he hooked up with Kurt Botcher, the producer and songwriter who did work with, among others, The Byrds, The Association. He produced a lot of those records. This is almost like borderline psych rock Christmas music at this point. This is actually a pretty amazing record called It's Now Winter's Day. After that, an extended piece from the Dexter Gordon Quartet that features a promo-only holiday greeting from Dexter that's pretty choice on its own. And without further ado, here's Tommy Roe doing It's Now Winter's Day.
Everyone is warm inside. They hear in the snow. The mercury is dropping down to minus 20. Outside it's chilling, but inside it's thrilling, with fireplaces burning and records that keep turning. Thank you. snow packs the ground. Perfumed hair that I smell, essence that I like so well.
Captures two very exciting nights last summer when I was joined in the studio by some very close friends, namely George Benson, Art Blakey, Percy Heath, Cedar Walton, and Woody Shaw. So with your kind permission, I'd like to present you with this holiday gift of a few other excerpts from Gotham City.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. Thank you. we are wrapping up the annual Andy Surzan Holiday Spectacular at Sound Opinions with that set. Andy, of course, the vice president at Jam Productions, who happens to be, I would say right now, the foremost chronicler of obscure Christmas music every year. His Warblings from the Enchanted Forest CD is available for free download at christmas.soundopinions.org. Andy, what did we just hear?
That was the great Dexter Gordon on a quartet recording from 1970 on Prestige. And it started off with a promo-only holiday greeting from Dexter himself, and we're actually looking at the 45 sleeve.
This 45 is amazing. He's got an armful of toy saxophones. He's wearing a Christmas hat. He's got fake snow on the shoulders of his cardigan. This is amazing.
He's got the perfect jazz voice ever because he basically, this is Dexter Gordon, and like to let you. He nods off almost after almost every sentence. He starts nodding off.
And before that,
we heard Tommy Rowe with assistance from Kurt Botcher, the famed psych pop producer. It's Now Winter's Day. So that's it for this year's sets, guys. I hope you enjoyed them.
Well, thank you, Andy, and thank you for letting us share the music with Sound Opinions listeners. You can download till the end of the year at christmas.soundopinions.org. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Jim, we have one of the longest-standing punk bands in history on the show, and that is no hyperbole. The Mekons are going to be our guests on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is produced by Brendan Banaszak, Evan Chung, and Alex Claiborne. And happy holidays, everybody.
Come on, children. Santa Claus is on the phone. Hey, Harry, you take it first.
Hello, Mr. Kringle. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Hello, Mr. Kringle. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Now, I don't want to be a smarty, but am I talking to the right party? You say it's all right because your other name is Santa Claus. Well, then, hello, Mr. Kringle.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So give us a call on our hotline, 888-859-1800.
Wait, Harry, don't hang up. I'd like to speak to Mr. Kringle, too.
Okay.
New messages.
Hey, Jim and Greg, this is Rodney Welch calling from Elgin, South Carolina. You had a great, great show on Hero Worship. Loved it. Just wanted to add one of my own favorite examples of Hero Worship is from the band Wussy. The song Teenage Wasteland, which by its very title is a huge shout-out to The Who, particularly in the way that a British band can transmit their power and their motivation and their inspiration thousands of miles away to a teenager in middle America. Thanks for the great work and keep it up.
Hey, Jim and Greg, this is Matt from Jefferson, Georgia. I'm calling about your recent show on Hero Worship. I thought the show was great, but I do have my own suggestion for your consideration by my favorite band, the Drive-By Truckers. They have a great song that pays homage to rock and roll called Carl Perkins Cadillac.
'Cause Mr. Phillips never blew enough hot air to need a little gold-plated paperweight. They promised him a Cadillac. And put the wind in Carl's face. He did just what he said he's gonna do, and the money came in sacks, new contracts, and Carl Perkins Cadillac.
It was written and performed by Mike Cooley, and I think Cooley is asking artists to examine their motivations, whether they're in the business for awards or Cadillacs or whatever else. And the point's not to criticize the motivation, but to challenge them to ask themselves what their motivation is and to challenge them to stay true to it, kind of like Carl Perkins did. Thanks for the show, and keep up the good work.
Hi, this is Dan from Philadelphia. I really enjoyed your Best Of show. There was an album that started off as a buried treasure for me, but entered my top 10 list. Didn't get mentioned by you guys. It's called Femagism by the duet Deep Valley.
I have got this kind of lust. This is water lust. It is telling me to go. So I
two women channel the energy of White Stripes, Yeah Yeah Yeah, pull in some lyrical chops in the vein of Courtney Barnett. So Happy New Year, guys. Peace out.
Yes, Steve from Chicago. I have my picks for best of 2016. Number one on the list has to be Twilight Force, Heroes of Mighty Magic. It's epic symphonic power metal. I would call it a cross between John Williams and Dragon Force. Truly epic, would make a great film score, and great musicianship, and great vocals. Thank you.
No more messages.
To give us your opinions on Sound Opinions, call our hotline, 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with more Sound Opinions, produced by WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.